everyone. We wanted to tell you about a new show we are loving, the Culture Study Podcast with Anne Helen Peterson.
It's a show about exploring the nooks and crannies of the culture that surrounds you. Each week, Anne and a super smart co-host answer listeners' questions about the stuff they find interesting and perplexing, like, why do clothes suck now? Is Paw Patrol propaganda, or is it not that deep? And what's the deal with everyone I know getting a divorce?
Like Anne's tremendously popular newsletter, the Culture Study Podcast is funny, insightful, and kind of weird. And it's guaranteed to help you become the most interesting person at parties. Listen to the Culture Study Podcast every Wednesday, wherever you get your shows.
This podcast is free. And it's accessible to everyone, thanks to support from listeners like you. If you value this show, please consider supporting its production by donating to our home, KUOW. It only takes a minute to give, and you'll be helping to support the production of this podcast. Make a donation at KUOW.org or follow the link in the show notes. And thanks!
Okay, Lindy and I are hanging out. We're going to have a nice, normal time. And I feel like I'm going to be empathetic and thoughtful, just like my beautiful friend taught me to be.
Lindy, text me back.
Don't not text me back.
Text me back, dude.
Text me back.
Text me back.
Text me back at once.
Why won't you text me back?
Text
me. Text me back.
Text me back, Megan. Welcome to Text Me Bracket, a leading sports podcast from two NBA Hall of Famers. I'm Lindy West.
And I'm Gary Payton. No! I'm Megan Hatcher-Mays.
You know why they call you the glove?
Because I'm good at defense and no other reason.
Because you're always wearing a condom.
I don't know why you set yourself up for failure like that.
In every game, you know he's got one on. Last week, we were talking about Gary Payton, Seattle Supersonics legend. And his nickname was the glove because he was so good at defense. He was stuck on you like a glove. And then I said, Megan, you know why they call him glove? Because he always wore a condom. And then it got cut. And Now I'm doing the show again. And I said it again. This week, we're getting ready to see your beautiful faces live at Town Hall Seattle, moisturized, retinoled, serumed, vitamin C'd, lactic acid. But on the show today, we are unveiling the results of our March Madness matchup head-to-head showdown extravaganza. Because two podcast hosts can have it all.
We can. And we are. So last week, we dove headfirst into the brackets of the best animals and the worst people, and the votes have been pouring in for a game we're actually probably not allowed to call March Madness, and we renamed Text Me Bracket. Look, we're not going to go through every single round. We do have all of the voting outcomes, all of the outcomes for every round on our Instagram page at Text Me Back Pod. It's in one of those little highlights. So let's get into it. Let's talk a little bit about the different rounds. There were some upsets, I think, you know, some interesting choices. The criteria was we talked about them on the show at least once and we picked them.
This show is a lore-based show.
Yes.
It has a deep mythology and every week we build that mythology even higher and deeper.
Yes.
And so for Text Me Bracket, we picked our faves from the lore and we decided to put them in a jar and shake it and make them fight. And all of you did so much hard work going to the Text Me Back Instagram at Text Me Back Pod and voting for your favorites, best animals and worst people. And we've got the winners and we've got the results and it's very exciting.
Look, round one was very interesting. The very first matchup.
Oh, one speaking of the devil.
Speaking of the devil. Lindy's dog, Barry, who we first talked about in episode 4 versus the raccoon who doesn't want any trouble, who a Text Me Backalite wrote in about. He had a mystical interaction with a raccoon who was looking for trash and put his hands up in the air as if to say, I don't want any trouble. And then they both went on their way. And I just love like a mystical interaction with an animal. So
Megan, I hate to break it to you, but I'm a stickler for detail. And I think actually what happened is that the man put his hands up and said, I don't want any trouble, mister. to the raccoon. Who? So it's possible that the raccoon was looking for trouble.
The raccoon might have been looking for trouble, but the man was able to defuse the situation.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the lore. Fantastic.
Okay, what's interesting about Text Me Bracket is that I feel like everyone has their own individual criteria for how they voted. Because it's like, okay, you could vote who would win in a fight, Barry or the raccoon that doesn't want any trouble. Who's cuter, Barry or the raccoon that doesn't want it, you know? And I voted because I also participated in democracy. Yep. And my criteria was I kind of went for the underdog. I voted for who I thought wasn't going to get as many votes. And mostly I was right. But there were a couple where I was like, oh, you guys like Mr. Darcy better than Oprah the Wall Rat or whatever.
I know. You know, the thing about these sort of sports matchups is everybody loves that Cinderella story. But here's what happened. Barry kicked everybody's ass, starting with this raccoon. I think the voting criteria was people love Lindy. People love dogs that Lindy owns. Therefore, Barry kicked the raccoon's ass pretty easily. Congrats to Barry for his round one victory.
Which is not what would happen in real life. A raccoon would kick Barry's ass in 5 seconds. Barry is a coward. He is blind. And he has a famously soft bite, which is why we got him, because Aham is scared of dogs.
Yeah. But Barry, congrats on round one. We'll see how you do in round two, kid. Also in round one, we had the cursed Iowa angel statue, which we talked about in episode two, back when you were hyper fixated on Iowa history. This statue will apparently curse you and kill you if you've had sex. Unclear if she cares whether or not it's premarital or marital. I think she just is sex negative. I don't totally know.
I think so too.
And she went up against Time Team, who we talked about in the Cozy episode. That was episode three, one of your favorite British shows where like a team of British people dig up Roman skulls or something.
Have you not watched any Time Team since I recommended it 17 weeks ago? Interesting. The way that you said that, the way that you described Time Team just now sounded like someone who has only heard about it on a podcast.
For once in your life, stop tone policing me.
Okay. I cannot. This was a really hard matchup because these are two sort of, you know, characters that I brought into the show. Mm-hmm. And both of them are my family. I love the cursed Iowa angel statue.
I know.
That like, if sluts touch it, they die. That's funny.
I agree.
It's really good. And then I love the Time Team because they go around digging. So I think that I voted for Cursed Iowa Angel, you know, because I'm a girl's girl and she's kind of a girl boss of Iowa.
I too voted for the Cursed Angel statue because I can't think of anything funnier than a statue who kills people for making love. I love her. I love a sex negative statue. And she lives in Iowa of all places. Okay.
Her rules are very opaque because there's like a sub clause that's like, if it's Halloween and you kiss her, then you you die quicker or slower. I can't remember.
We'll have to brush up on our Iowa history. So the cursed statue won. I thought this was going to be a little bit closer, but she won 62-38 against Time Team. And I was a little surprised because people really liked our Cozy episode because I think the Text Me Backlights totally understand fundamentally how fun it is to be cozy. So I thought Time Team would be a contender. You know what I mean?
Right.
Congrats to her. She won her round one matchup against Time Team. RIP to Time Team, though. Okay, up next in the round one best animals, we had Oprah the Wall Rat versus Mr. Darcy. We talked about Oprah the Wall Rat in episode 5. She was the rat that scampered across my roommate Amanda's foot back in college. And Mr. Darcy, of course, is the surly hottie from Pride and Prejudice, who we talked about in episode 11. Lindy, who'd you vote for?
I voted for Oprah the Wall Rat because I'm obsessed with that story. And can I make a request?
Yes.
Can you do your famous Oprah the Wall Rat catchphrase?
Amanda! It's me! The rat from the wall! I voted for her too. And I, once again, I thought it would be closer. Actually, although this was our closest matchup, I think, between Oprah and Mr. Darcy, although Mr. Darcy did take the W, it was 54-46. Mr. Darcy is a nice man and he's very handsome and we all want to kiss him. But Oprah the Wall Rat has that je ne sais quoi. You know what I'm saying? So I voted for her.
You know what Oprah the Wall Rat needs to win next year? A wet shirt and $10,000 a year.
That's right. She does need that. Oh, God. We'll work on that for the Wall Rat for 2025 text me bracket.
She's probably still alive. How long do rats live? 30 years?
Yeah, I think I graduated from college 20 years ago. She's probably still cooking. Finally, in round one of Text Me Bracket Best Animals, we had a dog poop in a peach pit versus Freakaconda. We talked about the dog poop in a peach pit. That was a mystery that the Text Me Backlights helped us solve with the help of screenwriter Brian Daly, who wrote Big and Hairy, one of our favorite films that has won every Oscar since the Oscars were invented. We talked about that in episode 10. And then Freakaconda, of course, was the new anaconda that Dr. Freak Vonk discovered in the Amazon. We talked about Freak Vonk and Freakaconda in episode 16. Who'd you vote for?
Freakaconda, because as we know, I love snakes.
Yeah, I did too, because Freakaconda brought us the Dr. Freak Vonk song. So to me, that was very important. But sadly, or but not really sadly, because we love Dog Poop and a Peach Pit as well. They're both our children. And the Poopin' Dog won this round. So congrats to him and RIP to Freakaconda.
Megan, guess what?
What?
We are doing the show live!
That's right. I won't have a fun, fancy jacket from Saks Off Fifth, but we will have games and laughter and some secret special friends, maybe.
So get your butts over to Town Hall Seattle Friday, March 15th at 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. and get your tickets at kow.org/events or look for the link in our show notes today.
All right, you ready to talk about the matchups? Round one versus the worst people. Worst person versus worst person.
I can't wait.
Starting out strong, top seed Kayak Dad from episode one. He's a foundational member of our lore. He is like a foundational part of our friendship story. He is the man who yelled at me for littering in the QFC parking lot at U Village. And he went up against Lobelia Sackville Baggins, who we talked about in episode 7, our Lord of the Rings episode, who's sort of like a materialistic cousin of Bilbo, who really wants Bag End.
You know what's funny about Lobelia Sackville Baggins is that we keep bringing her up, and we actually barely talked about her.
I know.
I think you may have explained who she is for the first time just now. But I'm going to say I think this round was a little bit rigged because nobody except for us knows who Lobelia Sackville Baggins is, except for, you know, our special ringheads. But that's fine because Kayak Dad deserves, like, we had to rig it to make sure that Kayak Dad continued up the ladder of worst people.
It's like any top seed in March Madness taking on like a crappier team. This was one of those moments. Kayak Dad ran away with it, 61% of the vote. Congratulations to Kayak Dad, who is top seeded for a reason. Okay, you know what I mean? Next, we had Dr. Gregory House, MD. He's a genius. He's a misanthrope doctor who borderline almost kills a patient every single episode of House, which I watched all 8 seasons of last fall. And we talked about the cozy episode 3. He went up against The Killer, who is a very popular member of the Text Me Back lore. He's appeared in episodes 10, 12, and 15.
And was once vanquished by mine own Grand Potter, Paul Rickenbacker West.
Flying tackle one time to The Killer and saved your family line. You wouldn't be here today if it hadn't been for your ancestor taking out The Killer. So I think kind of unsurprisingly, you know, we discover The Killer won 64-36. I thought, you know, House might have a fighting chance, but he didn't. He didn't. I was like, you're not going to use your cane or anything? Okay.
He's on too many painkillers to execute a flying tackle.
He's simply too high. Too high. Then we had The Algorithm versus Chitu, parentheses, dim-witted. We talked about The Algorithm in episodes 10 and then again in episode 14 with Taylor Lorenz. Chitu was my idiot party member on the Oregon Trail who eventually drowned in the Snake River.
This is, by the way, Megan and I have been revisiting the classic computer game Oregon Trail, which is now available on your phone. This is the only category in this whole thing where I was angry
Me too.
At the outcome.
Me too.
Because I think that if I had to choose one favorite from all the Text Me Back lore that we've ever compiled, it would be Chitu parentheses dimwitted. Nothing makes me laugh harder than Chitu parentheses dimwitted. Because, like, that's not a bit that we made up. Like, you were genuinely texting me in despair, Megan parentheses despair,
forlorn,
being like, my party member is so dimwitted that she took all our bullets and buried them in the ground. And there's no one I love more than Chitu parentheses dimwitted. I wanted if there was ever some real election rigging that I wanted to do, you know, aside from all of the dead people that I registered to vote in 2020 for Democrats, it would have been this. I wanted to call up Jeb Bush.
Yep.
I wanted to get the hanging chads reattached for Chitu dimwitted.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But it didn't work.
I was really bummed out about her too. I voted for her despite her killing us all. I have a soft spot in my heart for Chitu, and it's not her fault she's dimwitted, I guess. I don't know. They didn't teach women anything back then.
Yeah.
So not her fault.
That's not, you know, it doesn't say Chitu parentheses uneducated Megan. It says dimwitted. That,
you know, touche.
Sorry.
All right, next we have Man with Teeth, who was another Text Me Backalite contribution to the lore. So we had a Text Me Backalite whose son could see a ghost, and he called him Man with Teeth, which is really something. That was in episode 15. Versus Vampire Boy, a.k.a. the Child Revenant from episode 1. I cannot believe the outcome.
Vampire Boy is the OG of the show. Vampire Boy was our first baby boy that we birthed on this podcast. He was our first inside joke of the podcast, and he is really important, you guys.
And he was dispatched with by Man with Teeth 84 to 16.
He was chewed up and spat out.
Mm-hmm. Devastating.
But, you know, famously, Vampire Boy was buried face down with his toe padlocked to the earth so that he couldn't come back to life and become Man with Teeth, I guess. Maybe what if Man with Teeth is Vampire Boy all grown up?
Yeah, like in a different timeline or something. Yeah, yeah.
I like that's what you get if you don't padlock the toe.
That's right. You get Man with Teeth who lives in a Capitol Hill basement or something. Yeah.
So that actually makes me feel better. Like,
yeah,
it's actually
linked.
Like, they're linked. They're one.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
So look.
Okay, so, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was rough. It was a rough first round. There were some serious upsets, I think. But really quickly, we should talk about what I think is the greatest upset of them all. Two, there was a matchup between Kayak Dad and the killer. And I thought, this is a no-brainer. The answer is Kayak Dad.
Okay. Yeah.
He's the worst person I personally have ever come across. And I just feel like the outcome of Kayak Dad versus the killer is unbelievable. Was the greatest upset in Text Me Bracket history. The killer defeated Kayak Dad 69% to 31%. It's outrageous.
Wow. What this says to me is that what we've got around these parts is a bunch of bandwagoneers. What's it called? Fairweather fans. They have jumped on just in time for Text Me Bracket. They have not listened to the tale of Kayak Dad firsthand, because you will never be the same. You'll be changed forever.
Go back and listen to episode 1, our episode about Kayak Dad. Let me tell you something. Here's a really hot take incoming. So hot, Shaq would be proud. I would rather be killed by the killer than be admonished by a kayak dad in the parking lot of a QFC at U Village or any other parking lot anywhere in the world. I don't want your weird random dad coming up to me and telling me not to do things. I would rather be killed. And that's why I voted for kayak dad.
I just realized something. You're the killer. Because kayak dad turned you into the Joker. That was your origin story.
That was my origin story. And I took him out. You don't mess with me. Let me litter if I want.
The most controversial thing we've ever said on the show is that you littered once in 1999.
People, so mad. People, my actual friends, like in real life, were coming up to me and being like, the show is so funny, but that's crazy. I can't believe you litter. Like, they were seeing me in a whole new light. Like, they were disgusted, you know? And I was like, don't talk to me in the parking lot of a QFC. Okay.
People were like, that's scary. Like, that's like living outside of society.
That's literally sociopathic, bestie. You need to go to the hospital. Okay, I just needed to speak my piece about Kayak Dad because I felt like that was rigged.
Yeah, it probably was rigged because Kayak Dad is an avatar for all white male power structures, you know?
And by the way, in that moment, I didn't know he wasn't the killer. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Also, literally, who's a bigger Kayak Dad than Mark Zuckerberg?
Something to think about.
Who probably did twiddle his long, skinny fingers down into our poll. You know?
Just like the algorithm would do, who is Mark Zuckerberg's best friend. All right, so all of this led to the final round. Lindy, would you like to talk about it? Our final matchup?
Yeah, honestly, you guys bored me to death.
Don't say that.
No. It had to happen. I get it. Mm-hmm. I get it. The final matchup was Barry, my dog, versus the killer. And I'm not saying that those aren't two of my absolute favorite members of the Text Me Back family. Like, of course. Of course. Barry is a member of my actual family. But, I mean, who's had a greater cultural impact, Barry or the killer? The killer.
The killer. I'm so sorry.
Who would win in a fight? Who would win in a fight, Barry or the killer? The killer. Look, who could find a frisbee in the woods quicker? Barry.
Barry, yeah. Who could find a woman in distress?
The killer.
But I think Barry could find the entrails fast. Well, actually, that's not true.
They worked together on that, actually.
Yeah, that's right. That's teamwork.
That was a collab.
Enough dilly-dallying, Lindy. Tell us, who has won? Text me, bracket, 2024.
Barry won. Of course, Barry won. He's a cute puppy. He's a golden retriever. He's a floppy pumpkin prince. Mm-hmm. I get it. Here's my thing, though. You don't know him. You don't know him. Last night, he was just chewing on my hand like it was his toy. Mm-mm-mm. And that's what he likes. He knows he's not supposed to. Do you know what he did?
What?
He went out into the yard and he found, okay, we have a water filter on our water system because we have a well.
Oh, right.
We have a well. And so it's like full of silt. Mm-hmm. So we have this big water filter thing that we have to change every 6 months. I mean, really. Every 2 months, if I'm being honest. There's a lot of silt, Megan. And so we had just changed it and it was sitting outside the door. This boy went, he was mad that no one was playing frisbee with him. And in fact, you can hear him whining and crying in the background right now. He's down. I can hear him down there crying because no one's playing this frisbee tyrant. So no one was playing frisbee. He got mad. He went out. He grabbed the water filter. He ripped it up into tiny pieces all over the lawn. Yeah, you did.
He said, I remember.
And now I have to go pick up 4,000 little pieces of stinky paper fluff.
What a demon.
With a dog saliva on it that got rained on.
And somehow he reigns supreme as the people's prince. Congratulations to Barry, I did not vote for you in the final.
Neither did I.
I voted for the killer. Congratulations to the killer, who will also get a trophy, but it's like half the size of the one that Barry gets. So congrats to him.
And congrats to the killer for presumably also not having a yeast infection in his ear like Barry does.
And we know the killer does not have juvenile cataracts because he'd be finding you.
He can always see you.
He can see you right now.
That's right.
Yikes.
Okay. So he's the best animal, which is untrue.
We should have put him in the worst person bracket.
Then, I mean, that would have thrown everything into chaos. I mean,
I know.
Then who knows?
Well, we've learned a lot for next year when we absolutely do this again. Barry will not be eligible next year. This is his last year of eligibility in the Text Me Back CAA. Yeah. So he will not be returning for a fifth year as a senior. He is retired as of this moment. And if you people sideline kayak dad again next year, I'm quitting the podcast. Okay? I can't have this.
That'll show him. Well, Megan, we done did yet again, even one more time.
That's what they're saying. We're going to cut down the nets of the Text Me bracket, and we're going to sing that song, One Shining Moment. And then we're going to go to the NBA draft with Barry.
He's going pro. I just really wanted Tim Winnin to make it to the end.
I know. I'm so sad about it.
You know what I like about our Text Me bracket? Absolutely, completely unclear whether or not it's good to win or bad to win.
That's up to the Text Me Backalites to decide.
You know, it would have made sense if we had said who would win at basketball between these two. Whoever wins gets to eat the loser. Or who is sexier? Who wears more condoms? But to have no criteria is like so beautiful, honestly.
I love it. I feel like that is the Text Me Back guarantee.
That's us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode. We're going to go plan our live show. They're saying we actually have to plan something out before we walk on stage. So we're going to go do that.
You know what they're also saying? You know what they're saying about our live show?
What are they saying?
They're saying that I bought two different snake dresses so that I can make sure that one of them fits. I haven't opened the packages yet, but they're here.
They're saying that I tried to buy a snake dress and I couldn't get it on my body. So I bought something else. That's what they're saying.
I saw what you bought. It's really cute.
I'm super excited to talk about it at our live show this Friday, March 15th, Town Hall, Seattle. Tickets still available, but they're going fast. I'm not just saying that as like a freaky ego demon. It's true.
Thank you so much for listening to Text Me Back. If you like the show, please tell your best friend about us and rate and review us. It helps people find the show. Text Me Back is a production of KUOW in Seattle, a proud member of the NPR network. Our editor is Jeannie Yandel. Our senior producer is Brandy Fullwood. Our mixer is Jason Burrows.
Diana Bowen makes our video clips, and they are delightful. I'm not just saying that because we're in them. Go enjoy them at Text Me Back Pod on Instagram and TikTok. Our production team includes Michaela Giannotti Boyle, Amelia Peacock,
Alicia Villa,
Brendan Sweeney,
Hans Twite,
and Marshall Eisen.
Our music is by Chief Ahamefale J. Oluo.
Special thanks to our perfect angel, Isolde Raftery.
I'm Lindy West.
And I'm Megan Hatcher Mays. See you next week.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.